This is Valerie Van Leuven with the Senior Care Industry Netcast, where leaders with three or more years in the senior care industry share their advice. It's 6 questions in 9 minutes, so let's get to it. In a few sentences, tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, good morning. My name is Joe Eberwine, and I am from sunny Savannah, Georgia, on the coast. My background is actually accounting and finance, but I got into healthcare early in my career. Very fortunately to have done so. And I've spent over 30 years in the post-acute space. So providing healthcare to persons in their home, just about anything you can think of medically that can be done in the home, as well as private duty care for kind of assisted living without walls. I've also been involved with implementing the use of technology to care for people in their homes, which is more important than ever now. So,
absolutely. And what do you find is the best thing about serving aging adults?
Right. It's been incredibly rewarding. I think the best thing about serving aging adults is that they're extremely appreciative of any help that you can give them. Our company, CoreStrata, provides wound and ostomy consultations using various telehealth technologies. And, you know, I think sometimes aging persons may be kind of pigeonholed into a preconceived notion that they can't adopt to technology. But we see quite the opposite. And recently we had a 94-year-old woman who had been living with an ostomy for over 40 years who started having problems with her appliance. And after one video consultation with our ostomy nurse, she got in the right appliance and she was back to doing yoga on the beach a week later.
Wow.
So those kind of success stories just make you want to do more for this population.
Absolutely. That is so, what a great story. I'm so glad she's back to doing her own thing at 94. My goodness. Yeah. All right. Well, let's talk about technology a little bit from the perspective of marketing. I hear from other providers that marketing online can be challenging, confusing, and it is ever changing. So what has been your experience or your thoughts with that?
Right. Well, I think, you know, especially now during this pandemic, everything is up for grabs. I mean, there's a whole new way of doing everything now. So I think we need to think outside the box in a lot of ways. And with our company, we don't do a lot of online marketing. We mostly work directly with other providers. But I recently read that 86% of baby boomers obtain their health information online. So, and I'm in that group. And that includes people born from, 1946 to 1964. So that 74 to 56 age cohort is taking health into their own hands. They're using the internet to research health issues. And now, especially during the pandemic, they are embracing telehealth. And I believe, as Seema Verma, the head of CMS, said, there's no putting this genie back in the bottle. Technology and telehealth is here to stay. And I'm really glad about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I am too. I think we can help so many more people reach even medically underserved better.
Yes.
It's a great thing that we need to continue to push forward. Absolutely.
Totally
All right.
Agree.
So what other successful leaders in the senior care industry like yourself would you like to give a shout out to? Usually we all have mentors or someone who's made a difference in our life or our career, someone that we just really admire. So anybody's up for grabs.
Okay. I've got a few and I'll make it brief, but one of them is Irwin Press, who actually founded Press Ganey. He was actually my anthropology professor in college. And what an amazing experience and what an inspiration for what he did from a customer focus standpoint. I'm not sure if you've heard of Mike Wasserman. He is a geriatrician who has spent over 30 years advocating for excellence in care for seniors. And he's somebody to know. And then finally, someone that I have immense respect for is Ginger Marshall, who is the CEO of the Hospice and Palliative Nurses Association, for which I'm very honored to be on their board. Ginger is an advanced practice nurse, so she brings that clinical bedside experience to a really important role leading this association of over 10,000 hospice and palliative nurses throughout the U.S. Who are caring for people with advanced illness or at end of life. And that's become more and more important also during this pandemic. So a big shout out to Ginger and her HPNA team.
Awesome. That's so great. Yes. Thank you so much. I know that other folks appreciate it when we recognize their excellence and leadership. And so I appreciate that.
Absolutely.
What piece of advice would you give to other senior care providers or healthcare providers in general?
Right. I think it's important to really look at what services you're offering and what is your core value. And, you know, especially in this time where some services are deemed non-essential during this pandemic, it might sound cliche, but how do you meet your customer, patient, client base where they are? And this can include how you reach out to them, how you make it easy to connect with you and your team. And then how can you go kind of above and beyond with your service? And, you know, sometimes I think we kind of miss out in healthcare. We become very rote and we don't think of that wow factor, but it doesn't take a whole lot. And I'll give you a great example. One of our nurses is a diabetic foot specialist, and she was able to work with a gentleman to use some technology to prevent a diabetic foot ulcer from forming. And it was really very kind of practical suggestions, but it literally potentially saved this man's foot, a limb. I mean, it's the seemingly small things that can make an incredible difference in the lives of these seniors. I think, you know, it's important too to realize that more and more as baby boomers become consumers of healthcare, customer satisfaction is critical, and we're all going to be rated like we're an Uber driver. So I think the more we can concentrate on that aspect, the better off we'll be.
Absolutely. Yes, we are being rated, and we are going to be rated even more, especially as our population, our current I'm a Gen Xer, so as I grow older, we're all more likely to review and rate because we've grown up in this world now.
Right. We're rating on behalf of our parents too, yes. Right?
So oh, that's absolutely important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is our fun question. When you have a win in life and business with family, how do you like to celebrate?
Right. Well, typically that's in-person celebration with, being from the South with good food and beverage. Now, during this pandemic, it's a little different, but there are so many ways that you can celebrate. For instance, our company recently signed a contract that is substantial for us because it's going to allow us to provide ostomy consultations throughout the U.S. So we were really thrilled. And the best way for us to celebrate was to have a little virtual celebration. We all got our champagne and got on a Zoom meeting and celebrated as best we could.
That's
so,
right.
So it's a new way, but let's all celebrate the successes.
That's right. We can still be together on a Zoom call, and
that's
it's
right.
Not exactly the same, but we all can enjoy each other and and congratulate each other. So that works.
Exactly. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank you, Joseph, for being on the call, for being on the Netcast, and for sharing your wisdom with us and sharing information about your company. We will make sure we put your website and information on the screen with you so that folks know how to get a hold of you and learn more about what you can do for them and their organizations if they need help.
I really appreciate it. And thanks, Valerie, for all you're doing to get the word out about care for seniors.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.